My family experienced a scary overnight kitchen fire in September 2017. Luckily, no people or pets were hurt, but smoke filled our forever home of more than 2 decades and created a need for us to find temporary housing. The transition was quick, thanks to our insurer and people from many parts of life, but we lost the sense of community that we had in our forever home neighborhood. So my burning kitchen resulted in my heart burning with desire to create community. My solution? Although my family had never hosted Friendsgiving in our often cluttered forever home, our sparsely furnished temporary housing let us do that. I wanted to create the feeling of welcome I recalled from my grandparents' gatherings. The gathering included our forever home next door neighbor, a family from my youngest son's school, and my godmother from the Philly suburbs with her green bean casserole. We also included my two running partners, Dee and Lauren, mother and daughter, with whom I've run literally thousands of miles. I've mentored Lauren through law school and her early career and attended her swearing in to the bar. So I knew everyone well, but not everyone knew each other. That and my concerns about the enjoyability, quantity, and presentation of the food made me feel vulnerable. All but one vulnerability was completely unfounded. People got along. All the foods were enjoyed, and we had more than enough, even with the homemade cranberry sauce left in the fridge, like my grandmom's often overlooked Jell-O salad. You all remember Jell-O salad. What remained? My lack of turkey carving skills. So 2 months later, still in that temporary housing, we celebrated my 48th birthday, serving pierogies. Lauren and Dee brought me a very nice gift, a carving knife. Since then, we've hosted similar Friendsgivings at our forever home. A lot was similar this year. For instance, the attendees. Mostly the same group. We added some significant others, missed those with other commitments. My godmother, she brought some baked corn this time in addition to her green bean casserole. We included 2 students from where I teach and another running partner and mentee. Her name is Seema, and her friend. Seema refers to our many personal and professional interactions as being just in each other's lives. With this year's mostly similar menu, I didn't forget the cranberry sauce, and we added quince jam. However, my turkey carving skills were unimproved, even with the much better knife. So what did change? The vulnerabilities. I learned I could ignore most of them after that first Friendsgiving. And importantly, since then, I've left the food presentation issue go, taking a lesson from my departed grandparents, who demonstrated the love, compassion, and empathy I now show for those for whom I can say we're just in each other's lives. Friends coming together, when guided by those principles, care way more about the quality of the company in conversation than the quality of the turkey carving. And you know what? I bet my grandma, who never let the overlooked Jell-O salad really faze her, probably could have told me that before the first one from the start.